Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're talking about the Heat, Hawk, and we've all seen these conversations regarding John Morant. What's next for John Morant? Well, sign Kendrick Perkins up, as Heat should trade for John Morant, because he said there's only one option, the direction he needs. He needs that Eric Spoelstra, Miami Heat, Pat Riley type culture around him.
Well, you know, I thought about that when he did the whole Jimmy Butler thing, I've lost my joy and whatever. I thought that was funny. I'm not certain that plays well with Riley, because he doesn't want to be now in that game again, the find your joy game, even on the receiving side. But I do think there's something there. Riley covets Wales. Ja Morant, while not the Ja Morant that we remembered rookie year, the second season, is still, I would say, technically a whale, although I think Solana, you were arguing, is not even a top 10 player.
I just think his stock has fallen.
Sure.
We were talking about him potentially as the next face of the league at one point. I don't know if he was the favorite to be the next face of the league, but he was in the conversation.
Would you want him here?
Hell yeah. I'm with Solana. He's not a top 10 player right now. He has top 10 talent for sure. But I think it's a great thing for the Heat. I think I disagree with you. I think the Heat culture, where like Zion's lazy. He's just lazy and likes to eat. Like, you don't get that out of a person. Ja loves basketball. He's in shape. He's stupid athletic. I think he's immature. And I think that Heat culture, that, you know, the guys getting around him, having a Bam, having a Norm, having that culture around Ja Morant, I think that would help Ja take him to that level of top 10 player.
You'd rather have Ja over Zion?
Huh, a million times out of a million.
Ja over Zion?
I think it's a conversation to be had.
I think it's a conversation to be had. I think it's a conversation to be had.
Are you talking about on the basketball court or a food eating competition?
No, I'm talking about on the basketball court.
Oh, you talking about July 5th, whatever? July 5th.
Yeah, July 5th. No, but, you know, Mike's Pizza Challenge down in Southwest Miami-Dade, Zion or Ja, I would have to really think about it.
Ja has had numerous off-court issues. Mm-hmm. Zion, none. Mm. Well.
He had.
Right. I dated the wrong lady.
I love how you minimize things.
Haven't we all dated a wrong lady once in a while?
But. The Heat culture couldn't fix Dion Waiters, because Dion Waiters didn't have the ability like a Ja. You bring Ja down here and put the damn hoof on him, have him living across the street from the damn Kaseya Center, having Spo and Riley and Bam in his ear every day. Bro, I think that would be beautiful for both sides.
There is another level to this, which is the analyst the Heat brought in, the consultant the Heat brought in to work with Eric Spoelstra. He's not officially on their coaching staff, but he's somebody who is a big part of why they're playing the style offensively that they are.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually on the Grizzlies coaching staff last season with their former head coach. Remember, they fired their head coach with like 8 games left in the season. And it's reportedly because they were running this type of offense that he was impacting and that they wanted to run. And Ja Morant hated it.
Mm.
And Ja essentially pulled out his you-know-what and said, get these guys out of here. So now there's kind of this conflict of interest, which is some Heat fans are saying, go trade for Ja Morant. He's a superstar. But the Heat are running the offense that he wanted nothing to do with the season ago. Meanwhile, one of the assistant coaches is hanging around Eric Spoelstra and the Heat coaching staff, helping them run this offense.
That seems like it'll go well.
You bring Zion to the Kaseya Center. You know what's right across the street? Toro.
Why do you think you can knock the whatever out of Ja Morant, but Zion Williamson, who likes a good meal, who doesn't, can't be fixed by Riley and Zoe and Spo and whoever else is around there? I find this questionable.
It's easier to fix emotions than addictions. Ja's upset. Ja's in his feelings. You can fix upset in your feelings.
Yeah, like
somebody
they fixed Jimmy Butler.
Like
they fixed Jimmy Butler's feelings and emotions.
Jimmy Butler's an old butt wipe. Yeah. Jimmy Butler's going to be an old butt wipe.
What do you think? Well, Ja Morant seems to be pacing at that. Literally using the terminology Jimmy used. I've lost my joy for the game.
And Crowder's also really focusing on one thing with Ja Morant and leaving out a lot more baggage that Ja Morant carries. I mean, this dude was suspended for 6 months of a season because of
guns.
And then after being suspended, he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to film myself pretending like I have a gun.
Immaturity. He's in the car showing out for the gram. That's immaturity. You could get immature out of you.
Guns are immaturity. Guns.
He wasn't robbing people. He was waving a gun for the gram. It's what these kids do. ISIS used the phrase for the gram twice.
Zion's taking pictures of food for the gram. Everyone does that. He's not eating all of it. It's like
then he eats his phone because there's food inside. He thinks.
All right, what else do we got? I think we solved a lot of the Heat's problems right there. Not that they even have any.
Heat in five, by the way, with or without Ja Morant.
All right. You know what? Get them both.
Trade both?
Bam.
Get them both.
Bam would have a heart attack. Coach, no.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.